Well, good morning, everybody. It's a good day to be alive. Good day to be here at church, as always. I was just thinking about fatherhood, being that it's Father's Day. And the first reading, this beautiful image of this tree. And as I was kind of praying with it this morning, I thought, you know, in a lot of ways, a tree is a good image for a father. Because a tree is very strong. A tree can withstand a lot of things. A tree produces shade and shelter in some ways to those who are underneath it. A tree produces fruit, just as a father would provide food for his... I was just reading a book the other day, and the author was talking about how he didn't realize until he was older... You know, he grew up kind of poor, and he didn't realize it until he was older just like what a big thing it was to his father to make sure that there was food on the table. You know, and I'm just thinking, man, a tree is just a beautiful image for fatherhood. And then the last line of our gospel today is also an apt description for fatherhood, because Jesus says that He was talking, you know, he talked in parables to everybody in the crowds, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private, just like a father would explain things to his son or to his daughter in private. I was thinking about all the times that Dad and I just took walks when I was growing up and in high school and things like that, and how much those meant to me, you know. But anyway, I was thinking about our readings, and how God always sees the potential in things. You know, you and I might look at this little seed. A mustard seed is so small, in point of fact, it's like a pinpoint. You can't even really see it. But if we could see it, we'd think, oh, that's just a tiny little piece of junk. But to God, God looks at that same seed, and he sees what it can become. He sees the tree, the largest of all the trees, comes from this tiny little seed that most people would look at it and say, that's nothing. God looks at it and he sees potential. It's the same for our, it's the same really for creation. I just came back from Colorado. I was there this past week with my priest friends, and we did a lot of climbing, and we climbed to the top of this mountain 5 hours and built an altar at the top of it and had mass in the clouds. It was super cool. And, I was just amazed by the beauty of creation. But the second verse of the Bible says that right after God made the planet, it was a formless wasteland. It was dark. It was a mess. It was chaos. And God looked at that mess, and he saw what could become. He saw potential. And that is why he made for the sky and the beautiful clouds and the waters. And he looked at that formless wasteland and saw potential. When most people would look at that thing and say, that's junk, he saw potential. Well, I say that for two reasons. One, I think we should be very consoled that when God looks at you and me, he doesn't see the sinner and the wretch that we are. And we are. Let's be honest. He sees the saint that we can become. He looks at you, he looks at me, and in our own brokenness and in our own failures and mistakes and everything, and he sees a saint in the making. He sees our potential. And he sees the potential in our life, too, and our different the things that we have going on in life. And he looks at that stuff that we would just say, oh, that's a mess, or that's just a tiny little whatever. He sees what it can become. And so we ought to be consoled by that. The second piece is that we should look, you know, it's always our job as Christians to have the eyes of Jesus, to see as Jesus sees. Because if we see as Jesus sees, we treat people better. We love people. We live a happy, good life. And we make the world a better place. We fill it with love when we look as Jesus looks, especially at people. But to see potential, just as Jesus looks at us at Holy Mass, especially in adoration, when Jesus just stares at us and sees potential. And it's like, man, I want to give you all the grace. I want to give you all the strength. I want to give you everything that you can actually do that. And that's what we're called to have, the same eyes. So that when we look in our, say you're struggling with a sin or an addiction of some nature, well, you look at that thing, you look at that, and you're like, and you can see potential. It's like, no, I'm not sentenced to a life of this. I can get out of it. And there's potential here. Or a broken relationship, perhaps, you know? Or a friend of mine just lost his job. And, well, he didn't quite lose it, but it was changed quite a bit, and he was really upset about it. But it's like, there's potential. Like, God has something different in mind, and that's okay, right? Like, it's a happy thing. And that doesn't mean there's not the cross. But Jesus looks at the cross, and he sees the potential of eternal life. You know? And I have to say that as I baptize babies, it's one of my favorite things that I get to do as a priest. I always love to stare them in the eye as I pour the water on them and just dream of what they're going to become. Sometimes I wonder what their first sin is going to be. But, like, I don't know. Isn't that twisted? But I just think about the potential in these kids. It's amazing. That's why we believe so much in our youth, right? And we're called to look in the disasters of our own life, the messiness of our own life, the littleness and the problems, and we're to look at that stuff in our personal life, in the life of our parish, in the life of our city, in the life of our country, whatever. We look at the problems, the messes, and the issues, and we see potential. Because that's what it is to be Christian. And when we look at that little seed, we're supposed to see the big tree. When we look at the mess, we're supposed to see the beautiful thing that God has created of creation. It is an absolute miracle. Sometimes, actually always, it takes courage to reach the potential. You know, and I'm thinking about my friend with his job. The job has changed to the point where it's not what he wanted anymore. And it takes courage to realize the potential of his situation. Because now he's applying for other, you know, doing all these different things. It takes courage to go through all that. But it's worth it. And our second reading is all about courage. That's why I'm thinking about this. Is that sometimes when we look at a mess in our life and we see the potential of what it can be, it takes courage to get there. 2 days ago, right before I left Denver, I went to this most beautiful place, Mother Cabrini. She has a shrine. And she lived in the early 1900s in Colorado. She loved the mountains. And she saw a mess in her own life in those days. And the mess was that there were tons of children who were orphans who were living on the streets. Could you imagine in the United States? And it was in 1902 that she came over to Denver and she found this mess. And she saw what they were living in, and she saw what they could have. And she built it. But by George, it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of strength for her and her sisters to build this most beautiful, what ended up being a wonderful orphanage that actually treated these children with the respect and the love that they deserve. But I think so much the temptation is to look at the messes and be like, man, that's such a mess. I got to go away from there. Better to look at the mess and do something about it. But it's going to take courage. And it's something that we all struggle with, but we get it from the Holy Spirit. It's one of the gifts that we have from the Holy Spirit. And so we give the good Lord thanks today, and we pray that we can be like the saints, because what made the saints was that they saw potential and they had the courage and the heart to do something about the mess in their life. And they changed the mess into beauty. And that's what we pray we can do too. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.